No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 14th day of July. I'm David Brown. The walkout by Texas Democratic lawmakers denying a quorum for the special session is getting national attention. The move seen as a last-ditch effort to stop new restrictions on voting laws in Texas. Have you no shame? That was the admonishment to Texas Republicans and other national GOP lawmakers from President Biden using a speech in Philadelphia on Tuesday to throw a spotlight on the fight against restrictive voting laws nationwide, calling this moment the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. The president's references to past times of enormous division in our country, the Civil War, the McCarthy era, reminders that certain arcs of history, to paraphrase a former U.S. president, are undeniable. No matter your politics, we are united in the recognition that the strength of American democracy comes from the willingness to speak out and take extraordinary steps to call attention to wrongs as we see them. Without such steps, true change seldom occurs. At the moment, the focus of the walkout is on blocking controversial Republican voting legislation, but as Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider notes, that's far from the only major bill that would die if Democrats do stay away until the special session ends on August 7th.
Late Saturday afternoon, Republican State Representative Andrew Murr laid out the case for sweeping changes to the state's elections laws. He listed multiple cases in the past where the legislature had made it easier to vote.
Texas has consistently reviewed its election law policy over time, making changes and updates as needed. And I believe that House Bill 3 continues this process.
House Democrats didn't buy it, hence the walkout. But the elections bill is only one of 11 items on the special session agenda. Other bills that are left hanging include bail reform, transgender athletes, and legislative funding. Democratic State Representative Garnett Coleman is part of the current walkout and helped lead a previous Democratic walkout in 2003. He says it's just as well bail reform will go down to defeat without Democratic participation.
The make everybody pay bail bill, so people can't be released on their own personal recognizance for nonviolent crimes, as we have here in Harris County. And that's basically what that bill is about. It's about Harris County.
Coleman says the same holds for legislation that would limit transgender youth from participating in school sports.
I don't know why these folks have an obsession with transgendered citizens.
This isn't the first time this year that House Democrats have walked out. They left the regular session in their previous move to kill the voting bill. In response, Governor Greg Abbott vetoed funding for the legislature. A bill to restore that stands to die as well. But that's not holding Democrats back. After they flew to Washington, D.C., State Representative Rafael Anchia spoke outside the U.S. Capitol.
When you start the process in such a coercive way, when you say, I am going to be the absolute ruler of the state of Texas and defund the legislative branch, you have poisoned the entire process.
Garnett Coleman says House Democrats are counting on the Texas Supreme Court to overturn the governor's veto so they won't have to.
The precedent in this country is separation of powers, in that you have an executive branch, a judicial branch, and a legislative branch. Everything in Texas statute and constitution says we have the same separation of powers as the Congress.
Coleman says the plan is for House Democrats to stay away for the whole of the special session. And if Governor Abbott calls another special session, they'll decide what to do then. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.